Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Joe DeCosmo, who is the Chief Analytics Officer of Enova. Joe, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Karen. I'm glad to be here.
So we're here to talk about something very specific that Enova does, which is your Enova Decisions platform. It's really your analytics as a service capability. And I think we'd like to get a better understanding of what exactly that means and what kinds of use cases you support. So why don't we start there? Enova Decisions is a real-time decisioning capability. What real-time decisions do you enable your customers of your platform to make?
So when we think about Enova Decisions, there's really three key areas that we support for real-time decision-making. And this is, you know, capabilities that we've built up over the last 12 years as Enova International, supporting our own online brands around the world. And so, you know, we've built this and launched about 2 years ago internally and gotten to the point where we're now able to offer it up to other companies. So Enova Decisions is really focused in three key areas. One is customer acquisition. So we support decisions around, certainly in the lending space, around creditworthiness and making optimized offers based on credit scores or other analytics we have about an applicant. We also support fraud analytics. So in the online space, you always have to be on the alert for fraudulent applicants. And so we have a number of real-time fraud defense services built out as well as part of Enova Decisions. The second area is around customer operations, and that's really focused on call center support. So using analytics to drive targeted customer support or to handle things like customer verifications and document verifications that we can do via models and data as opposed to manual step with customers themselves. And then on the other operational front, there's areas like collections. So where you may have a set of customers that are either miss their bill or their loan payments and they go into a collection status, and we provide analytics to optimize collections activities, anything from who and when they should call a customer for that activity as well as the right number to call and time of day of week, et cetera. The other operational piece that we're focused on in Enova Decisions is in payment processing. So we rely heavily on the ACH system here in the States for our own brands, and we built a series of analytic models and optimizations that are designed to optimize ACH processing as well, processing that not only meets NACHA requirements, so you get the right clearance rates that you need to participate in the ACH system, but also avoiding either unnecessary ACH transactions or overdraft or missed payments on customers. So it helps both the business as well as the customer in a better customer experience. And then the last piece is focused on customer growth and retention. And that's where we provide models and analytics in real time to support targeted product offers or retention offers, as well as calculate lifetime value as customers interact with you so that you can decide and perhaps prioritize customer treatments based on customer value. So those are the three areas that we've really built our use cases for Enova Decisions around. And those are all backed by our experience with our own brands, as well as our large analytics team and our platform itself that runs all of this called Colossus.
Interesting. So is this a capability that replaces what a financial institution might already have or a payment processor might already have, or does this complement what may exist already?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is it could be either. I mean, if we're certainly talking to some companies that have perhaps a homegrown system they built themselves, and maybe it can't scale to the volumes they want, or it can't support the variety of models or data that our platform Colossus can. And so it can be a replacement, or it can be an enhancement where, you know, we have clients who are already running credit models themselves and have parts of their business well covered with their analytics, but perhaps they need help on fraud, or they need help on the customer service or operations side of it, and we could plug in as an add-on to their current platform. So it really could be either, depends on the client need. And most of all, because this system's already built and we've invested the time to build both the platform and the use cases around Innova Decisions, that it saves companies having to, you know, invest their own capital in building a new platform and hiring a team and having a large analytics staff. We've got an analytics team of 52 analysts here at Innova that support all of this as well. So it saves, you know, companies having to make those large investments themselves.
You mentioned that this is building on a base of data and insights that has evolved over 12 years of being in the online lending business. How did you decide that it was time to actually offer your set of insights and capabilities to others? Was there a critical milestone or accumulation of data or something that triggered the decision that now it was time, you had enough robustness inside your platform that you could make this available to others?
Yeah, so we started, I came to Innova in January of 2014, and at that time, there was a belief, a desire that as part of Innova's own, you know, continually looking at ways to diversify the business, that analytics was an area where we had particular expertise, an area that we could turn into a business where we offer analytics to others. We weren't sure quite how that would look like. And so as we built out our platforms here, and we rebuilt our decisioning platforms here at Innova from the summer of 2013 to the summer of 2014, which culminated in Colossus, our technical platform for all of this work. That was really at that time when we got Colossus launched and in production that we decided to take it in this direction to offer really what we're offering is this transactional decision-making service via the Colossus platform. And rather than a consulting service or some other type of analytics business. And so that was really the trigger. And then it became, you know, our own research in determining what we thought would be most compelling in terms of the use cases of the platform that we see from our own business and from just, you know, being in the industry and talking to others. And that's how we, you know, sort of aligned on the acquisition, operations, and customer growth areas.
Are there specific insights that you believe your decisioning platform can inform the decision-making of your customers, things that you think perhaps other decisioning platforms or applications overlook?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. One is clearly in the acquisition space, you know, when you're talking about credit and fraud risk decisions, you know, we have deep experience there. We know the data sources that are most helpful in making those decisions. And that's really the expertise that we bring. Any client that engages here would get their own model. We would customize a model or an algorithm to their business and their data. So it's not like we're, you know, leveraging pre-built scores or models. We still build customized scores or models. But we know the data sources and the data elements that are best depending on what the product is or what the business need is. And that's really, I think, the expertise we bring to the table. And then obviously a deep history of model building and algorithms that we can build quickly and then get them deployed quickly to Colossus so clients can start testing them.
Where do you see the most demand for the capabilities of your platform? Is there a particular set of capabilities or capability that people seem to be asking for more than others?
Yeah, the most interesting thing is that the largest demand is really around the real-time component of this decisioning. That, you know, we probably see equal interest in credit risk or fraud defense, or customer operations. Those are really the ones where we see the most interest, but it's sort of equal among all those things. But what the interest is having a robust real-time platform to make these decisions. You know, models can be built. You can hire a statistician or a consultant to build a model. You can do one-time studies. You can do batch scoring. But none of that gets to the customer experience that really customers want today, which is instant answers. And so what our platform allows is the ability to do all these analytics, build these models, and then deploy them in real time so you can make a decision while that customer is interacting with you on your website or on the phone in your call center. And that's really the piece that resonates the most with all the folks that we talk to.
Well, and I imagine it's also the piece that they can very quickly measure the return on their investment in the platform, because you either make a decision, yay or nay, and depending upon what you're suggesting that they offer or not offer, that is something that I would imagine can be measured pretty effectively.
That's exactly right. That's part of our conversation with the clients too, is that rapid testing and rapid test and learn in this environment as well. For sure, that's a very important benefit. And the fact that, you know, real-time systems are hard to build.
Yep.
They take time and money and talent to build, and, you know, we've built it. You know, we've got it running here live and in production for almost 2 years.
So you reminded me, real-time, there's, of course, the big focus in payments for real-time payments, faster payments, and you mentioned your ACH capabilities, and of course, in the fall, ACH is going to move to a same-day ACH capability. How does your platform, Smart ACH capability, align with that? Is it related in any way?
No, it is. And again, that's part of a similar story where it's built out of our own need within our own businesses, that we need to have a better way to optimize our ACH processing. And so Smart ACH is the result of that, where we're able to use models to tell us when to present an ACH transaction that not only, you know, optimizes clearance, but also, as I said, minimizes the risk of any kind of customer impact as well. And so you can eliminate a lot of unnecessary debits while at the same time improving your overall rate on the ACH transactions. And so, you know, last year with the change in the NACHA rules increasing, you know, clearance rate to 85%, combined now with the potential for same-day ACH, really it brings all that together. And in our Innova Decisions and Smart ACH product, you know, builds right into that and supports the sort of modern approach to ACH transactions.
Interesting. You know, and when I think about, you know, the buzzword today in payments, it really is about real-time access to information, being able to decision, predictive analytics, and it's an area that seems to be changing and evolving very rapidly. Where do you see the space going, and what are the things that you have your eye on as you look to make your platform ever more robust?
So I agree completely with the start of your question. I mean, the application of predictive analytics is relatively new to the ACH world and transaction processing world. And so we're sort of on the forefront of that and understand the data and the modeling required to achieve that. I think as this becomes more mature, it's similar to any other, I think, application of advanced analytics, is that you see advances in the type of data that becomes available, and you want to have a platform that can take advantage and learn from that data very quickly. And then secondly are the types of models that get built. So these days you're seeing a lot more of machine learning and other types of advanced analytic models that are very, very powerful, very predictive. They're not perfect in all situations or all use cases, but they absolutely have a place in the world of predictive analytics these days. And that's one where we're constantly testing new algorithms and modeling methodologies as well to make sure we're using the best and most effective tools.
It really is an interesting space, and I think it just sounds so fascinating, predictive analytics, because of course we all want to predict the future and we want to be right. And that pressure is squarely right on your shoulders and the platform that you look after. So how do you make sure you're right?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I'd say that any models always have some uncertainty with them, as any statistician knows. And so we go through a very sort of deliberate, a fast but deliberate process to make sure that we build the most accurate models we can. And it starts with what we call a data study, where we get some historic data from a client, some recent historic data without where the outcomes are known. And then we build and calibrate a model to that data. We go through a testing and validation phase with that data as well. Make sure we get the most accurate model in the historic sample. But that's just a start. Once we have that best model we can find for that data, then we run it in small production tests, and we call them live pilots, where the model will run. We'll run on small samples. We'll look at outcomes after the fact and look at how often we were right or wrong in the predictions. And then we'll calibrate. As more data starts to flow through those models, we'll recalibrate the models and ultimately get to a point where the model is performing as we expected, and we can steadily start increasing the volume through the models. So the nice thing about this whole exercise is that it's not one and done. You don't just build a model and then forget about it. Is that you get the best model you can given the data that you have at the start, and then you go through a series of live testing to gather new data, recalibrate the model, and just iteratively improve it over time.
So, Joe, I noticed that one of your capabilities isn't predicting the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. I guess that's probably too difficult for anyone at this point.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm happy to leave that up to the pundits and others, and for us to just focus on business.
Models can only take us so far. Well, listen, Joe, it was great to get an understanding of Innova Decisions and how you look at it, and in particular, how what you talked about with respect to ACH is really at the forefront of what a lot of other decisioning platforms are able to accommodate. Obviously, will take on a greater importance as same-day ACH and ACH rails become a more robust part of a lot of the payments processing that happens going forward. I really appreciate your time. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.